This is an ABC podcast.
Today we are looking at the stories that made up Papua New Guinea here on Pacific Beat. And we're also wrapping up the top sports story of our featured nation every day this week. PNG is the only country in the world where rugby league is overwhelmingly the national sport. So, of course, that sport featured heavily in 2022, but there was also action in the AFL, weightlifting and soccer. Nick Fogarty takes a look at how Pacific Beat saw PNG's year in sport.
With Rugby League World Cups for both men and women taking place in 2022, it was set to be an important year for PNG. Both teams duly fronted up in the north of England in October, and both were successful in making it out of their pool group. For the men, though, it ended with a 46-6 defeat against England in the quarterfinal, and while the women made it one step further, their 82-0 loss to Australia in the semi was the team's heaviest defeat in history. Despite the loss, the Orchids managed two wins for the tournament, which was their best ever World Cup result. It was a source of pride for captain Elsie Albert, who also won a place in the team of the tournament.
It's been quite a journey for us, not winning a game in the past World Cup and coming into this tournament with a zero win. For us is to get two wins, and then I think it's good for us, and we're only going to build from there.
Coach Ben Jeffries said things were looking up for PNG Women's Rugby League.
They're only going to get bigger and better from here. As long as they get some pathways put inside their nation going forward, this is going to create a big PNG Orchids following.
To fast-track development, Jeffries also called for the formation of a PNG Hunters women's team to compete in the Queensland Rugby League. For the men's Hunters, 2022 was probably one to forget as the challenges of the COVID pandemic took their toll. The Hunters spent the season based on the Gold Coast and ended up finishing 12th out of 14 teams, a far cry from the euphoria of their 2017 Premiership season. At the same time in 2022, a growing chorus of voices were calling for the entry of a PNG team into the NRL, including from Australia's new Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, who said at the Pacific Islands Forum in July that the league should eventually include teams from both PNG and the wider Pacific. His Defence Minister, Richard Marles, was even stronger in October, saying now is the time for a PNG team. It wasn't all rugby league this year, though. PNG's weightlifters were also in the spotlight, as Moria Bairu won Commonwealth Games silver in the men's 61 kilogram. A podium spot wasn't to be this time for the extraordinary Dika Tua, however, competing at her fifth Commonwealth Games weightlifting event and with a gold and two silvers behind her. But when asked about her future plans by Pacific Beat, she took a positive mindset.
Well, I'll be 40 by then in Paris, so I won't promise, but it's not getting any easier as we age, but Paul always tells us it's all in the mind, so age doesn't matter. So I've had this mentality all this time, and you never know.
Meanwhile, it was a momentous year for advocates of Australian rules football in PNG, and for one young man in particular, as Awego Hoya, the 20-year-old from Port Moresby, made his AFL debut for the Gold Coast Suns in July. In doing so, he joined an elite club, scoring a goal with his first ever kick.
Chance here for Casbolt again. Moore came crashing through. Handball is good. Awego Hoya, it's a kick, it's a goal, it's a beauty!
Weah is the first AFL player to ever come through the PNG development pathway and burst onto the scene at the 2017 International Cup in Melbourne, where he starred for PNG's victorious national side. On the soccer field, there were some big highlights for PNG as the women took home their first OFC Nations Cup title, beating Fiji 2-1 in the final. Just a couple of weeks later, though, the squad was turned upside down as the winning coach, Nicolas Demain, was sacked in controversial circumstances. Some players were confused and unhappy at the sacking, and details are still murky on why it happened. The team now has a new coach, but speaking 4 months later in December, PNG sports reporter Patricia Kemo said valuable time had been lost in the team's World Cup preparations.
The players haven't had that much game time or a training camp until the Pacific Four Nations tournament. So, yeah, a lot of people in PNG are saying that time has lost, and obviously they will question whether the period from now until February is enough.
And that's the year in sport for Papua New Guinea.
And that was Nick Fogarty with that report.